Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board with us as we face the issues. We look forward to our dialogue discussion of the issue along with you each and every day. You are invited to dial 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios right to our microphones so that we can entertain your question, comment, dialogue, and discussion on the issue of the day. Let me remind you, as we face the issues, it is not based on a political ideological bent. We do not face the issues with the answers and directives based on denominational dogma. We do so based on a central biblicist worldview. What does the Bible say? As we look at world events, as we see what is taking place around the globe today, as we watch them sometimes with bated breath, may I remind us we need to go back to the Word of God and see what God's Word says about these events. I think many times, even as Christians in society today, we get caught up with societal norms, societal thoughts, societal philosophies, and the direction that society is going in, and do not realize and recognize that God is still on the throne, that God has already pre-written through His book, the Bible, exactly what's going to take place in the future tense for not only America, but around the globe. As we face the issues, we do so based on that biblical worldview. The Bible, the B-I-B-L-E, I believe ought to be the very guidebook for our lives and the lamp under our feet as we go day by day. So let me remind you, it's the truth book that I like to call it, the Bible, that should be the directive for us. Jesus said in John 8:31 and 32, as he's speaking to his disciples, he makes this statement. If you, speaking to the disciples and applicable to us, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. Proof, positive, evident token of being a disciple, a follower, a learner of the Lord Jesus Christ is to continue in the Word of God, the truth book. And Jesus goes on to say, and you shall know the truth. Where does the truth come from? His Word. And the truth, the Word, shall make you free. And then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. And further, he makes a statement in John 17:17, thy Word is truth. It's the truth of the Word of God, ladies and gentlemen, that we should be admonished to follow, to listen to, and to seek after. It is the truth of what God says, not what man says, what a denomination says, but what God says that ought to be the rule of the day in our lives. It was the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus that made a powerful statement. Jan Hus made the statement that I believe is applicable today to each and every one of us. He said, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. And may I challenge us today, ladies and gentlemen, that we need to take that mindset and that attitude of defending the truth, loving the truth, learning the truth. And you won't find it on the Communist Network News. You won't find it on MSNBC. You'll not find the truth on the ABC, NBC, or CBS networks. You'll not find the truth on the airwaves. You'll find the truth in the Word of God. Study the Word, know the Word, learn the Word, apply the Word in hearts and lives. That's my admonition to you each and every day, and that is the only hope that we have for America today. When we talk about where we're going, what we're seeing, and what is happening in our nation today, we must understand God's already told us these things are going to happen, all not to come as a surprise. We're talking about today, ladies and gentlemen, no place to hide. They're spying on us. No place to hide. They're spying on us. In just a moment, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to invite you to call and give your insight, your input, your questions and dialogue and discussion on the subject we're talking about. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, carries the full line of homeowner brand equipment like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. But ladies and gentlemen, wait up, wait a moment. There's some good news. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, is offering positions. They're hiring in all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time is a great place to work, ladies and gentlemen. It is a great place to work for a family-friendly environment that you'll find at Tools for Time. Tools for Time is closed on Sundays, allowing you to worship with your families and serve the Lord on the Lord's Day. Just drop by Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Drop by even today, 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, and make your application. Wait for an invitation, interview invitation, and see what God does in your employment with Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a position today that we need to see what God's Word says about how do we get here, where we're going, and what does it portend for the future. You will understand, ladies and gentlemen, there's coming a day, according to the Scripture. Now, you can debate it, deny it. There's some denominations, some theological persuasions that say that it won't take place. What am I talking about? Eschatological, prophetic text, talking about the man of sin, the one that is in the Scripture called the man of sin, the son of perdition, the wicked one, the lawless one, the little horn of Daniel 7, the beast, the dragon, the old serpent, the devil and Satan. He's better known, ladies and gentlemen, as the Antichrist. The Antichrist. Anti means against. Everything that Christ stands for, everything that Christ did. This one that is going to come on the scene in the final days of this whole world is the Antichrist. Ladies and gentlemen, many today do not believe in that. But this Antichrist will be a totalitarian. He will be, by the way, and most people do not cover this. Even the best of theologians stay away from it as though it's a hot pan on the burner with nothing, no mitten to take it off. But in the 11th chapter of the book of Daniel, ladies and gentlemen, it is very, very clear that this Antichrist, this man of sin, this lawless one, and I emphasize that term, lawless one, because that's one of the names that the Antichrist is given, according to the 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 9. We're watching a lawless president today. Now, I'm not saying that Biden is the Antichrist. He is the foreshadowing, ladies and gentlemen. He is the precursor, too. He is the one that's setting the stage, along with the Socialist Marxist BLM Democratic Party. They're setting the stage for this lawless one, the Antichrist, to step on the scene and rule and reign the whole wide world with an iron fist. But in Daniel, the 11th chapter, it is a fascinating study, ladies and gentlemen, and I commend it to you at your leisure. If you're driving, don't try to open your Bible to do so. But in Daniel, the 11th chapter, beginning with about, I reckon it's someplace in the neighborhood of 30, 31, the Scripture is very, very clear that it tells about the Antichrist, beginning with verse 36. I'm looking at my Bible now, beginning with about verse 36, and it tells us that the Antichrist will be an Islamic jihadist sodomite that will step on the scenes and rule the whole world. Now, you might ask the question, how do you know that? Study, do the word study in Daniel, the 11th chapter, verses 36 and following, and you'll see what I'm talking about. This one that will step on the scene will be the same one that's talked about in Revelation chapter 13. I'm going to pick up with two or three verses just to set the stage. The Scripture says, and he, speaking of the Antichrist, causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead, and that no man might buy or sell, save or except he that hath the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here's wisdom. Let him that understandeth come count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. Notice number of a man. And his number is 666. It's the 666 that so many people talk about and they're confused about. shouldn't be a mass amount of confusion. It's talking about the epitome of humanism. The one that steps on the scene will be a total 100% humanist. The number 7 in the scripture is God's perfect number. The number 6 is the number that is applied to man. And so it's a man-centered universe, man in front, man in back, man in the center, total humanism. And that's what we'll find in the Antichrist when he steps on the scene, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be the lawless one, the man of sin, the wicked one. Why is that so? Because of his total demonic, deadly control over the whole wide world. He'll be the lawless one. He will make the laws himself. He will invent laws, if you will. He will just simply by fiat and by edict, by executive order, let's put it that way, by executive order, he will rule the entire world. Today, ladies and gentlemen, multitudes laugh at that, mock at that, say that that'll never happen. They'll laugh at it, mock at it, say it's an impossibility for one human being to understand, to know everything, and to know where every human being would be on the globe, and to be able to control the whole wide world. There are a number of disbelievers that disbelieve the word of God and say that that is not so, that it's simply a fabrication. In fact, many today and many denominations will not even preach in the book of the Revelation because multitudes say that it is simply not true, that it simply won't happen, or some will say those events have already taken place. No, ladies and gentlemen, let me set the stage for this broadcast today. Everything that you find in the Revelation text is future tense. What you find in Daniel 11 is talking about the identification of the character and the characteristics of the coming man of sin, Antichrist, the lawless one. And it gives the character and the characteristics of that one that will step on the scene. Ladies and gentlemen, you might ask the question, how is it possible for one person to be able to control the whole world? I'm calling today's broadcast No Place to Hide. They're spying on us. Ladies and gentlemen, that applies to the Antichrist, and we're setting the stage and watching what is taking place in relationship to that as the stage is being set today. Is it possible for one person to control the movements, the attitudes, and the actions of an entire world? Yes, it is. We're witnessing that today in multitudes of nations, and the United States of America is on the fast track for following China, North Korea, Russia, and the other nations around the globe that are total despots run by tin horn dictators that control all of their people. How is it done? In China, ladies and gentlemen, is a good example of it. The so-called social credit system is used to monitor every human being, every citizen in the nation of China. Let me just briefly give you a little thumbnail sketch of that social credit system. In the social credit system in China, ladies and gentlemen, that individual, every individual, must comply with every thing that the government says. They must be obedient to the rules, the regulations, the guy. Even in walking across the street at intersections, they're not allowed to do anything that is what we call in America jaywalking. You've got to follow in the white lines, falling at the intersection perfectly, or else that camera will pick you up and you'll receive an admonition or a ticket as a result of that. The ladies and gentlemen, in China, the social credit system, if you obey government, if you follow all the edicts, the regulations, the executive orders, the rules, and the guidelines of government, your credit system, your credit social credit system, we call it a credit report. They call it a social credit system. In that social credit system, ladies and gentlemen, in China, everything about you is stored in their data bank. Everything about you, your movement, your background, where you work, what you do, what you say, what you talk about on the cell telephone in China, all of that is stored data. And beyond that, ladies and gentlemen, there's the facial recognition camera system that's networked across China. Every face is recognized, who you are, where you live, where you work, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. If you disobey, or do not follow to the letter all that China says in its governmental control, if you do not do that, ladies and gentlemen, you'll not be able to buy, sell, trade. In fact, let me just break it down a little further. In the social credit system in China, if you are not obedient to everything the government says in every fashion, in every facet of their edicts and directions and regulations for you, if you do not do that, you'll not be allowed, ladies and gentlemen, to go to a university. You'll not be allowed to do any banking or have any credit. You'll not be allowed to rent a car or to buy a car. You'll not be able to get a plane ticket and fly even in the nation, you'll not be able to do so. Your life is totally controlled by that social credit system as to what you do and what you do not do. China, ladies and gentlemen, that social credit score, if your social credit score is high, that is, if you're obedient to everything the government says, if you bow, if you bend, and you are in total submission, then you'll be able to be in the top category of citizens in the nation of China. Ladies and gentlemen, it is total control. In China today, you cannot fly, you cannot buy, you cannot rent a car, you cannot go to college, you cannot shop unless you have the okay of the government of China. Now, why do I emphasize that so much? Because, ladies and gentlemen, let me say this very carefully and very clearly. We're on the very cusp. We're on the very edge. We're on the very threshold of introducing and implementing in America everything that is now being done in China to control every movement, every thought, every attitude, every action of the citizens in China. We're on the very verge of that. We're going to talk about that in this broadcast today. We're going to look at what is happening that causes me to make such a profound statement that we're watching the unfurling, the unveiling, the coming forth of what the Bible talks about with the man of sin, the Antichrist, the lawless one, controlling this entire world. I believe we have a caller on the line. Give me the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, thank you for the broadcast.
Thank you for your call. Thank you so much.
When Hugo Chavez took control of Venezuela, would you say there's any correlation between Hugo Chavez and Hugo Biden? Can we look at the way Venezuela went and say that's pretty well our trajectory? I woke up in a cold sweat the other night at 12:08 thinking about, you know, what you've been talking about and how you use that term about turn the tap down. And I really believe they're using the price of fuel, the price of food, the scarcity to turn the tap down to make us more reliant upon the government. But do you think there's any correlation between Venezuela and America?
Absolutely. We're following in the footsteps of Hugo Chavez and what took place in Venezuela. We're watching it. We're watching America. And if you go back and look at step by step by step, the pattern that was used in Venezuela, it's the same pattern today. They were disarmed as a people, so they could not rise up and protect themselves, no self-defense. You find that Venezuela is very wealthy in minerals and so forth, and the nation of Venezuela, very wealthy nation. The people had all the gasoline they would want at what was just pennies per gallon. And now they have the citizens eating out of dumpsters and garbage cans. We have the citizens in total control. If the citizens were to break out in a group in the streets trying to say anything against the government, they're summarily either shot or arrested and made to disappear. So we're watching the pattern that was set in the pattern that has been set in Venezuela. Venezuela following the same pattern of Castro in Cuba. Venezuela following the same pattern of China. And now we're watching those same patterns unfurl in the United States of America. Yes. And it, as I've said many times on this broadcast, we have in the nation of America and around the globe used the excuse of COVID lockdowns, COVID control, COVID protecting our health, to take our wealth, to take our freedom, to take our liberties, to take our faith, to destroy our families. They're using COVID as the cover for doing all of that. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Youngblood, how long would you say before we're really in dire straits, before the Second Amendment is gone, the average citizen doesn't own a weapon, and he's totally dependent upon the government? Would it be 2 years, 4 years, 6 years, 8 years, 10 years? What is your best estimate?
Let me qualify that a little bit. Just recently, Biden, in one of his mumbling, stumbling, bumbling speeches with the microphone before him and reading his notes, digressed from his notes for a moment, and he was talking about the police officer shootings, and he's not blaming it on the thugs that's in the streets. He's blaming it on the guns, and he says there's no guarantee in the Bill of Rights for the Second Amendment. He has the position, the feeling, the approach that the Bill of Rights can be eviscerated, the Bill of Rights can be modified or changed at the whim and the wish of an executive order of a despot that is in office called Joe Biden. He has that philosophy. And I simply put it this way. Our Bill of Rights are codified in our Constitution. They were codified there based on our founding fathers, and they're based on biblical truths. We have God-given rights. We have the rights that are found codified. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry for the technical difficulties. Something happens with what we call the master of communication, which is our internet services and the technology that we deal with today that we praise so often, but it can be a curse at other times. I believe we have Tom on the line before. I don't know if Tom's still there or not. Tom, are you there? I was answering the question, ladies and gentlemen, that Tom had called and asked the question, how long, in my opinion, and it's an opinion, I'm not a seer, I'm not a prophet, nor the son of a prophet, as Amos said in Amos the 7th chapter, verse 7 and 14 and following. I believe we're going to see the implosion of this marketplace. I believe we're going to watch the prices with inflation so staggeringly high that the average person cannot afford the groceries or the gasoline to travel. We're watching that. And his question was, how long before we'll see this come to a crescendo? We're watching it taking place incrementally but rapidly today, more rapidly than in the past. And keep in mind, Biden administration has used the slogan, Build Back Better, the Build Back Better plan, as he called it. That is a play out of the Karl Marx playbook. You've got to tear something down to build back better, as he calls it. That is a socialist, Marxist, communist phrase that I am fearful that most people do not recognize that it's taking place. We're talking about the way that we're going to find it. We're looking at today, the subject, this issue, is no place to hide. They're spying on us. Just like we're watching the spying in China, we're watching that in Russia, we're watching that in Venezuela, we're watching that in North Korea. North Korea, by the way, Kim Jong-un just fired off additional missiles and making the point that he wants the world to know that he's the strong man. And Biden is doing nothing about it. So we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, that which is already given to us in the Scripture, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. That is the man of sin, the Antichrist, the lawless one, stepping on the scene and controlling the whole wide world, as we would call it in the vernacular. How is that done? Because we're setting the stage today through technology, the big tech, and other operations out of the government to be able to watch, to spy on, and control every human being. I'm concerned about it. I don't know if you are. That telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Good afternoon, Dr. Youngblood.
How are you? Hope you're doing well.
Doing good, doing good. Thank you for taking my call. Yeah, this has actually gotten worse. There's programs out here that are currently in effect from previous administrations there. One is the Patriot Act, which allows the United States government to actually domestically spy. It keeps the metadata of every phone that's out here. Also, I don't know if you've read anything about something called Five Eyes. It's basically the, I think it's New Zealand, Australia, Germany, Israel, the United States, and Canada that share information. And with the technology that we have developed, they're able to keep a track quite thoroughly on every individual that they choose to.
Absolutely. And Jim, you're using that term, and we've got about a minute left on this end of the broadcast before the top of the hour news. But right now, every telephone call, every cell phone, every landline are all being monitored and the metadata being collected. We're watching that take place across America with every phase, every facet, every part of the federal government today, and many state governments are hand-in-hand with the federal government in doing that. Now, what the federal government has done in order to try to circumvent the Constitution and the Bill of Rights in particular, they are allowing the social media, Yahoo, Google, YouTube, et cetera, they're allowing them to do the collection of the data for the federal government. The big tech people have become an arm, a muscle arm of the federal government to do it, the behest of the federal government to control we the people. We're watching that, and I'm contending, and I'm stating this as a de facto position that I'm taking. By June, July, we're going to watch major, major, major cessation of the ability for citizens to communicate one with the other, because they will shut down all communication in order to try to steal the November 2022 election. It's on the fast track for that. Jim, thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We've got about 1 minute, top of the hour news. We'll be right back as we continue to face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.